thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing with you another Way of Truth broadcast. This broadcast service originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin A. Craig speaking, and we're thankful you're tuned our way, and we're praying that the Lord will make our broadcast service a blessing to you today.
My soul in sad exile was out on life's sea, so burdened with sin and distress, till I heard a sweet voice saying, "Make me your choice." Then I entered the haven of rest. I've anchored my soul in the haven of rest. I'll sail the wide seas no more. The tempest may sweep o'er the wild stormy deep. In Jesus I'm safe evermore. The song of my soul, since the Lord made me whole, has been the old story so blessed. Of Jesus who'll save whosoever will have a home in the haven of rest. I've anchored my soul in the haven of rest. I'll sail the wide seas no more. The tempest may sweep o'er the wild stormy deep. In Jesus I'm safe evermore.
Our Heavenly Father, we are truly thankful for that haven of rest, for we know that in Jesus Christ we have rest, we have peace, and this is because you loved us so much that you gave your only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but should have everlasting life. And so we give you thanks and we give you praise. We're also thankful that we have the privilege of sharing the good news, the gospel, with this precious people today. We realize that our words would be futile and vain unless they are accompanied and blessed by thy precious Holy Spirit. So we do pray that the Holy Spirit will accompany this broadcast, make it a blessing to each one in our congregation today. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. It is a privilege to share the gospel with you from week to week, and we do trust that our broadcast service is being a blessing to you. In addition to our radio ministry, we do have publication of monthly magazine, and you may read our monthly magazine on our webpage, and our webpage address is www.wayoftruth.org. www.wayoftruth.org. If you'd like to have a printed copy come into your home from month to month, you may do so. It's free of charge, and we'll be giving our mailing address at the close of our broadcast today. Troubled world in which we live today, with so much strife and hatred and malice, it may seem futile to talk about peace, but that's what I want to speak about on today's broadcast, peace. Our text is found in the little book of Colossians, chapter 3 and verse 15. Let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which you also are called. Freedom from public disturbance or disorder, public security, law and order, freedom from disagreement or quarrels, harmony, an undisturbed state of mind, absence of mental conflict, peace of mind. That's Webster's definition for the word peace. And I especially appreciate the latter part of his explanation. An undisturbed state of mind, absence of mental conflict, peace of mind. First of all, the need of peace with God. There's little possibility of us having peace as long as we are living in sin, for Satan is certainly not going to allow us to live peaceably as God has ordained. So first of all, it's the need of peace with God. And the Apostle Paul has told us in Romans 5:1, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. So this peace was made possible through Jesus Christ, who is declared to be the Prince of Peace, Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6. Also, Jesus said, as recorded in John 14 and 27, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. The world cannot give the kind of peace that I am speaking of at this moment. For I am speaking of peace with God. And you receive this peace with God when you come to Him with a broken and a contrite heart, and repent of and forsake your sins. And this peace is available for anyone and everyone, for Jesus Christ tasted death for every man. Therefore, being justified by faith, being forgiven, being pardoned, being redeemed, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And we are to continue in this, it's not just a momentary thing, but we are to continue in it. We are to live in peace. We are to live in peace with one another. Finally, brethren, farewell. Be perfect. Be of good comfort. Be of one mind. Live in peace, and the God of love and peace shall be with you. 2 Corinthians 13:11. So, if we're going to have peace with God and live in peace, we're going to have this which Christ has provided for us. Finally, brethren, farewell, be perfect, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace. And if we will do this, Paul says, the God of heaven, the God of love and peace shall be with you. Let us, therefore, follow after the things which make for peace, and things wherewith one may edify or build up another. Romans chapter 14 and verse 19. We notice in this passage of Scripture that this peace that we're talking about, this peace with God and this peace with our fellow man, doesn't come automatically, but there is an effort that must be put forth to see that it become a reality and that it continue to be a reality. Let us therefore follow after the things which make for peace. Let us do those things which make for peace. Let us avoid those things that cause quarrels and troubles, strife and envy and evil and hatred. Let us therefore follow after the things which make for peace, and things wherewith one may build up another, not tear down another, but build up another. Now, God's kingdom is a kingdom of peace. And Jesus Christ told Nicodemus, to enter the kingdom of God, you must be born again. If you're not born again, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. But the kingdom of God is peace. And whenever we are born of God, we are born in the kingdom of God. Again, from Romans, this time 14 and 17, Paul said, for the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. And also our text, let me repeat it, Colossians 3:15, let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. So the kingdom of God, and when we talk about the kingdom of God now, we're talking about individuals who have been born of the Spirit of God and are in the kingdom of God and have Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace, as their ruler, as their king, as their head. And so in the kingdom of God, there is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Now, let me enlarge on that word righteousness, because righteousness and peace go together. Yes, righteousness and peace go together. We read in Psalm 34:14, depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. And so we are to depart from evil and do good. So righteousness and peace go together. Righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. And righteousness is just simply doing what is right. Again, Paul said in his letter to the man Titus, that the grace of God that bringeth peace, that bringeth salvation, hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. And so we are to depart from evil, we are to do good, we are to seek peace, and we are to pursue it, put forth the effort to have it, and retain it. Mark the perfect man, and behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace. So we read in Psalm 37:37. Mercy and truth are met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. So we read in Psalm 85:10. And so again I say, righteousness and peace go together. You cannot live a sinful, ungodly life and expect to have the peace that these scriptures speak of. This peace is found only in knowing the true and the living God, having Christ the Prince of Peace ruling and reigning in your heart. And then you can not only live at peace with God, but you can live at peace with others. Mercy and truth are met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. By mercy and truth, iniquity is purged. And by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. When a man's way please the Lord, he maketh his enemies to be at peace with him. So we read in Proverbs 16:6-7. By mercy and truth, iniquity is purged. Sin is purged out of your heart, purged out of your life, and righteousness takes its place. And by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. When a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. And the work of righteousness shall be peace, and the effect of righteousness, quietness and assurance forever. So we read in Isaiah chapter 32 and verse 17. Now, these are not just mere words that I am quoting. They are the Word of God, and the Word of God is alive. It is quick and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword. And it is what Jesus Christ, quoting from the book of Deuteronomy, said we should live by. A man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. So the work of righteousness shall be peace, and the effect of righteousness, quietness, and assurance forever. Isaiah 32 and 17. And we read in Proverbs chapter 3, verses 13 and also 17, happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. Her ways are ways of righteousness, and all her paths are peace. Yes, her ways are ways of righteousness, and all her paths are peace. Again, I say, it may seem futile to speak about peace in the troubled world in which we live, but we live in a troubled world because these scriptures are not being lived out in the hearts and lives of men and women, boys and girls. The reason why there is so much in the world today that's destructive, that is hateful, that is evil, is because God's word is being ignored, it is being rejected, and people are choosing their own way. And the scriptures tell us that it is not within man that walketh to direct his own paths. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 tells us, trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. God said, your ways are not my ways, and my thoughts are not your thoughts. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so are my ways above your ways, and my thoughts above your thoughts. And so happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. Now, peace is necessary to the enjoyment of life. Yes, peace is necessary to the enjoyment of life. We read in Psalm 119, 165, great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Psalm 119, 165, let me repeat it, great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. In the home, between husband and wife, between parents and children, between the children, and between neighbors, and even between workmen, there is a great need of peace. There is so much bickering and quarreling and fussing and fighting, even in the home, between husbands and wives, and between parents and their children. How many times do you read in the paper or hear in the news about children being abused, wives being abused? And not just wives. We also hear about husbands being abused by their wives. So there is a great need of peace in the heart so that we can have peace in our home, so that husbands and wives can live in peace with one another, so that parents can live in peace with their children, and so that children can live in peace with one another and with their parents and in the neighborhood and also on the job. What great need there is of peace. And this peace must be in your heart if you're going to be able to live it. Peace is necessary to enter heaven. Yes, don't think you're going to go to heaven without peace. Peace is necessary to enter heaven. Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. So we read in Hebrews chapter 12, and verse 14. So it takes peace to make heaven your home. Peace with God and peace with one another. Yes, live in peace, for as much as lies within you, live peaceably with all men. Yes, that's what the Word of God tells us. As far as lies within you, live peaceably with all men. Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. It is possible to live in this troubled world and have peace. Heavenly Father, we pray that you'll bless these thoughts to our precious congregation today. May the scriptures that have been given and the words spoken be a blessing, an enlightenment, and a benefit to our precious congregation. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. It is a privilege to share this broadcast service with you, and we do trust and pray that it is being a blessing to you. Again, I'm going to say, if it is a blessing to you, it would be a blessing to us to hear from you. And our mailing address is The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. That's The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. If you have a prayer request that you'd like to share with us, we will be willing to pray with you and to pray for you, whatever your request may be. Again, our mailing address, The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Now, our email address is truth@fred.net, truth@fred.net. And our webpage address, again, www.wayoftruth.org, www.wayoftruth.org. I would remind you that you can listen to a number of our broadcasts there on our webpage, and there are other services there by other ministers as well that you can listen to. And you can join us in our Sunday services. Our Sunday services are broadcast over the Internet, and our morning worship service begins 20 minutes before 11 and at 6 in the evening. And, of course, that is Eastern Standard Time. So we invite you to visit our webpage, www.wayoftruth.org. And now, this is Alvin A. Craig. We thank you for listening to the broadcast today, and we invite you to be with us on our next broadcast.